This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, physicist. Website, richardallenmiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. Rick, before we get into basement flooding, I wanted to mention something. I get a number of calls here at the farmhouse, especially on the weekends. And we have some very loyal class members, one of whom happens to be a peace officer, a policeman. Would you believe that? We actually have a policeman who listens to USA Prepares every day. Not my words, his words. I've invited him to come on the air with me. He'd prefer not to do that. But he does listen every day, and he had a suggestion for you, Rick Miller. And what he said was, why don't you and Rick, meaning me and you, Rick, go in business and offer a garden supplement to encourage the growth of microbes to do the heavy lifting and release the minerals that are necessary in our soil for healthy plants to grow and for us to be healthier by eating those plants in our garden. So that's what he suggested that we do.
Excellent recommendation. That's a very good for him.
Okay. So if you're interested in doing that, you know, you can develop the science. We can make it. We can test it here on the farm. We can have members of our class test it, and then we can offer it as a product right here. So, a scientific product aimed at those who want to prepare.
What I would like to offer first is a one-third chicken manure, one-third rabbit manure, and one-third worm casing supplement for the soil. That combination right there from rabbits, chickens, and worm casings is all that we will need to grow anything in outer space. Now, you put that on your soil and watch what happens next with each habitat. And it's a simple thing. I need a bunch of chicken, rabbit, manure, and worm casings. And if you package that in 50-pound sacks, I think that could be the supplement of the year. That's all the inorganic salts necessary for any kind of plant in outer space. That formula alone is what we discovered at Lunar Base Alpha 1 as the Boeing company working hydroponic systems that later became the Kent Space Center. And that was Art Pilgrim that did that, and at the time I was dating his daughter, Vicky. And that's one of the things we discovered was just that simple formula without having to introduce mycorrhizae or mycelium or any of the other ingredients that are already in the soil to make that thing happen. And each habitat is different, but you do those three ingredients, and you have all the inorganic salts necessary to grow anything in outer space. Imagine what that will do on Earth.
Well, if you're interested in trying it, let me know.
I'm interested in doing it. I think it's the formula. formula of the century.
Okay. All right. We can talk about that off air, and we'll see if we can pursue this class.
I met a woman. Her name is Grace. That writes for teenforsafety.com. And this woman sent me an article that she'd like to have me post on my website because she thinks that the kids she writes for will want this information. And what she wrote was a thing called Basement Guide. And there's a whole series that they've done, but hers is called Flooded Basement, What to Do, under Basement Guide. And you can find that at basementguides.com/flooding, /. And this article that she wrote is exceptional. And this article covers everybody, including urban and rural communities. My basement is flooded. What should I do? Do not immediately just get into the water in the basement and attempt to remove it. That's her first advice. Although that makes sense as an initial reaction to the problem, it is also potentially life-threatening. The basement flooding could have been risen over electrical outlets, sending an electrical charge throughout the water. In this case, professional help is usually always the best direction to go. And what she does is she goes down through this in this article, cleaning a flooded basement, what to do. And there's basic steps, 1, 2, 3, with drawings. It's an exceptional article. And I want to see way more of these kinds of articles on practical, what do you do when this happens? And guess what? I go to the bottom of the page and the site map, and it's unbelievable. And I'm going to go to the site map right now because that site map, she has About Us, Contact Us, Sitemap, and Privacy Policy. And the sitemap starts out about Archaeology 101, Basement Home and Energy Efficient Guide, Bugs and Pests, Crawl Spaces, Drywall, Flooding, Flooring, Foundation Crack Repair, Hurricane Safety Guide, Leak Paint Removal, Leak Calculator, Mold. Now, all of these different topics have been so well researched and written and done as a practical guide that for me, I'm going to have a guest place where I post some of these articles because for me, they're even better written than what I would have done. I'm more basic, but I can tell you something, and everybody needs to hear this. Jet Propulsion Laboratory has announced to the world that this winter is going to be the coldest and heaviest, hardest winter in recorded history. Now, that's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Others are saying it, including NASA, right now. And Jet Propulsion Laboratory has gone further to say by the year 2024, there will be places in Canada that are no longer habitable. What does that mean? It means that everything that USA Prepares has suggested is about to happen is now happening. It's right now. And if you don't heed my words, which is fine, I'm just another doom and gloomer. I'm your science officer. I'm Spock. I'm second in command. What I'm trying to, I don't want to be the boss. I don't really want to tell you what you should do. What I'm going to do is recommend what I think we should be doing now, sir.
Rick, in this article,
you're Captain Kirk.
I'm just another guy.
Yeah, but you're, in that sense of it, a lot of people are keying off what you're doing with your farm your family, your moral codes of ethics, your other kinds of things that you're trying to do to prepare your family for survival. And when I'm second in command, I would be remiss if I did not tell you, like, for example, how many of you ever remember having a summer like we just did?
Well,
and then
I
go to the next
level.
How are you sleeping every night? How is your sleep cycle working for you? And mine is telling me something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm hearing that in all of my biorhythms.
All of my different cycles inside my body are having trouble with restful sleep. I'm not getting the kinds of sleep, even though I take the time and nap and do the rest of it, not take drugs, da-da-da-da-da, something else is going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rick, this article, basementguides.com/flooding, talks about something very important, and it's something that so few people pay attention to, and that is, there's an area in this on this page about the location of your home. And we've talked about this, like, you know, water runs downhill. So don't get a home that's below the dam. Don't do that. Don't get a home where the water runs from everyone else into your basement. Don't do that. You know, now, of course, bottomland, until it was damaged with pollutants, was great for growing. But now, I'm not so sure I'd want bottomland where everybody's insecticides has run off into it. I chose with Mrs. Finelli a farm that is on top of a hill. Water runs down from our farm to other places, and that's the way we like it. So we don't have to worry about things like basement flooding. And when you mentioned electricity, what came to my mind is every basement I've ever seen that I've been in, other people's basements, and they have equipment. They've got like a dehumidifier. It's plugged in. Where's the dehumidifier? It's on the floor. Where's the power cord? Well, it's on an extension cord. Where's that? It's on the floor. So if that basement floods, there's an outlet that may be above the flooding level, but the connection to the dehumidifier is on the floor, which means that that water in the basement has been energized by that extension cord. Now, how many basements have breaker panels and fuse boxes? Lots of them. Because for some reason, that's where a lot of the building contractors put the breaker panels, in the basement. Why? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me, because you can't get to it easily. I'd rather have a breaker panel where I can get to it. And why are outlets at 12 inches off the floor in the basement? Makes no sense to me. Why not have them a minimum of 2 feet? Why not have a drain, and the term in Missouri is daylights, so the drain in the basement daylights out to a lower area so that if you do get flooding, automatically the water goes down the drain because your basement floor is sloped in such a way that the water will run right out to an opening through 4-inch drain pipe to an area that's lower than your basement. Why not? How often does that happen? Hardly ever. Why? I don't know. I guess carelessness, laziness, lack of attention to detail. But that's what we do. That's how we build. We make sure that if we have a basement, it won't flood. And we make sure that the electrical circuits don't have outlets that will get flooded. And all you have to do is pay attention to that. And the best book?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're talking about basement flooding. Great guide. Rick, have you heard the term grinder pump, G-R-I-N-D-E-R, pump? It's a pump that goes in the basement. Have you ever had an experience with that?
No, my home up in Seattle had a sump pump, mm-hmm. And okay. We had flooding. Seattle would once in a while have serious heavy rain, and the runoff would not allow it to pump fast enough, and it would flood the basement. I think in the 20 years... I think there was a flooding once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
well,
what we had to do to clean the mold, because black mold is next, and if it's wood down there, you have a serious black mold problem that will happen next, and then the home can be condemned.
And here's a really silly design, and this happens, class. There's a pump design called a grinder pump, G-R-I-N-D-E-R. So let's say you have a basement, and let's say you have, when the house was constructed, the builder put in a toilet in the basement, but the sewer pipe is higher in height than the toilet. So what do? Well, you have this pump, so when you flush the toilet, it goes into this tank below the basement floor. And when the tank has a float in it, a float switch, that when the tank gets to such a height that it needs to be pumped out, the pump comes on, and it pumps out with a grinder the sewage, the toilet paper, and all that. It grinds it up and sends it up into the sewer pipe. Well, if you have a design like that, it's really kind of neat because you're going to be the first one to know if the sewage system backs up. You get to know first because your basement gets to flood first with sewage. It's insanity, but that's what happens. And in it gets approved. It gets approved by the building inspector. Yeah, what a great... Yeah, we're going to have to put a grinder pump in so that you can pump your sewage up. Now, do those pumps ever fail? Absolutely, they fail. How often? Oh, between 10 and 15 years. How much do they cost? Oh, about $1,000 by the time you get someone to put one in for you. $1,000 every 10 or 15 years. So, it's an expensive proposition. It's silly. Because everybody knows water runs downhill, and it doesn't take any of your energy to make water run downhill. And these are the kinds of things that you can learn on this basementguides.com/flooding page.
Isn't that well written, the way she did it? Simplistic and straightforward. And all the other articles are similarly prepared, and there is now a guide direction of information. Now, the bad news is none of it's going to be available if the grid goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And the grid is going to go down. So now what do you do?
And we're putting people who are not knowledgeable in charge of these corporations that supply electricity to our homes. We are putting, literally, I couldn't believe this.
Well, it's like the phone and the doublespeak that we did. Nobody's listening, nobody's paying attention, and watch what happens next.
Rick, I called, I'm running at the end of this month, I'll be on stage in front of a few thousand people, explaining why I should be a director of the electric cooperative called Laclede Electric. And they have a committee, and the committee was chosen by the board.
Why wouldn't anybody want someone like you in charge? You have the drive to want to do it right. Who else is possibly interested in doing that other than for a paycheck?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what happened. So they have a committee. Now, the committee is selected by the board of directors. So the board establishes a committee, and the committee is to find people to run against the people on the board, which, you know, obviously, how does that work? Well, I contacted the CEO of Laclede Electric Cooperative, and I said, I want to talk to the person who is the committee chair before they select the candidates for the board of directors. I'm going to tell you what happened when we come back, and this will prove to you what's really wrong with America today. This will absolutely prove it to you. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 8 hours after the standoff began in Philadelphia, the suspect involved in a shooting that left 6 Philadelphia police officers wounded was arrested. Reports are he surrendered after speaking on the phone with his lawyer last night. The incident began hours earlier when police tried to serve a warrant in a drug investigation. Thousands gathering at a baseball stadium in El Paso last night to remember the victims of the recent mass shootings at a Walmart there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those who spoke.
We may never fully understand the evil in this world or the hatred behind it, but here is what we do know. We know this evil will not overcome us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and I have an apology to make, class. So I have a call screen in front of me. I have multiple computer screens, and one of them is a call screen. It has all the telephone lines of all the callers that call into Genesis Communications Network Studio 3. And I've been watching it diligently during the broadcast, and no calls. Well, what happened was my call screen locked up. The Internet went down, and the call screen stayed clear. There were no calls showing, so Steve Elkins in Florida has been waiting for almost a half an hour. My apologies, Steve. I'm really sorry, but I didn't see it. I reset the computer, and here we go. We're good.
You are forgiven. Not a pre. No, I just called in. I love your show. I love the show. It's an excellent show, And I definitely promote it everywhere I go. I tell you, you got to check out Vincent. He's got some great hosts. Also, to you, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I gotta love you and your respect and your openness to be not politically correct. You're much like myself. I call a spade, and your commentary is much appreciated. We need more hosts, more instructors like that who don't soft pedal on the issues. And I just got to say, you guys are well matched. You have some good synergy there going. And keep it up. Vincent, excellent with the response quips to those who are not prepared, wanting handbags and shuttle service to here and there. I mean, these people don't get it. They're not prepared. And these are probably the same people that don't have jumper cables in their trunk of their car, the same people that will probably be on the rooftops of their houses asking somebody to risk their life to save them. You know, being prepared is a personal duty. It is your honor, your duty to be have a plan in place to take care of yourself and your family's needs. And evidently, these two people who ask these dumb questions are not in that category. But again,
I've got a response to that, Steve. Sure. Elkins. Steve has a broadcast on the weekend on Republic Broadcasting Network. He's an instructor here at USA Prepares, and he's been to the farm. Our son was in high school. He was homeschooled, but he wanted to try the public training camp. And one of his fellow classmates had a vehicle, and the water pump failed. It was leaking, and she was stuck. So our son said, well, I'll put another one in for you. We'll just go to the auto parts store in town. We'll get one, and we'll just change it right here. And she didn't have the money for it. She didn't have the tools for it. So he lent her the money, bought the part, put the water pump in, and within an hour and a half or so, she was all fixed up. And she was good to go. And she paid him back for it. He didn't charge for labor, but you know, just for the part. And one of the teachers happened to notice our son and his attitude. And they had a very special award for only a very few students. And those were students who teachers saw doing things that were exceptional, out of the ordinary. Things that most people don't do. And he was seen many times doing things like this, not with his hand out, not saying, you owe me, just doing it because it was the right thing to do. And so Mrs. Finelli and I were invited to a dinner that was cooked by the chef students, you know, those who were in the culinary experience at the high school, to honor just a very few students who were seen doing things that were above and beyond. So, I think the thing is, just do things that you need to do and don't expect to be rewarded. And it's noticed. It's noticed. So I just wanted to share that. And you met our son, both
fine,
of our
fine, boys. Fine young men. Fine young men. You and Sandy have done a great job raising your kids. I only met the two, but fine men. Fine men.
Well, thank you. Thank you,
I appreciate that. I mean, I sincerely mean that. I actually had a chance to talk to both of them, and both are very unique and different in many ways. And I was just amazed. I love talking to intelligent young men and young teens. I love when I find intelligent people to converse with. And your sons are definitely in that category, no doubt about it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, that's it for me, guys. You got 20 more minutes to go. Inform some more people.
hey, thank you so much, Steve Elkins.
You got it. Bye.
So, Rick, I had mentioned that I was running for the board, and I...
You know what I like about Florida?
What's that?
The fetish bars. Anything goes. Oh, that's Indiana Jones. Yeah, that's what Florida's about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had a friend that did psychedelic monographs and essays. He was my dearest friend. He lived in Boca. And when I'd go visit him, he'd take me to the different fetish bars. And one night, we went to a dance club where Gabriel Roth was dancing. And I got to meet, what was her name? She was a young dancer under it, and I fell in love and all of that. This was a long time ago. And what happened next was Gabriel Roth was into Serpentine, by the way, was the one that was her name, Serpentine. She was into freeform dance. And what happened was I allowed myself to go, and I started doing Tai Chi, and they made a movie where I'm in that movie. I didn't know it at the time. You go back, you'll find back in the 80s, there's some guy in these fetish bars doing Tai Chi as a freeform dance. And they filmed me on that, but it's Gabriel Roth, and before her, it was Kate Bush. And before Kate Bush, it was, he did Kenneth Anger. Kenneth Anger did dance form in the early 40s and 50s, part of the Aleister Crowley movement with Kenneth Anger. I got to meet Kenneth Anger and those people doing radical forms of dance, and I got involved with what movement is about with breath control. That's where I've been writing about that in my newest book as well, on the non-local mind, how breath and how important breathing is in the way you take in and remember things. And if you will note yourself, if you will witness how you're breathing when certain events are occurring, realize the significance, because it's breath that controls your perception of time.
Yeah, I've studied a little bit of movement and breath control as well, and it's when I'm behind the trigger.
There it is. The shoot 'em ups. There you go. That's what we're going to do, shoot 'em ups.
So, Rick, let me share this with you and I.
That's wonderful.
So we're going to have this election, this selection of the board of directors at the Electric Cooperative at the end of this month. On the 23rd, I'll be on stage. So, class, we're going to be in 11 in Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. I will be there. I'll be the guy that the police are hauling off. The interesting thing.
They're going to arrest you on in stage.
Well, they have an attorney who'll be right to my left with a stopwatch to allow me to speak for 2 minutes. And if he can't gain control of me, there will be the CEO and the vice presidents with two-way radios and earbuds and microphones, and they will say, get him. He's the guy over there on stage at the microphone right now. Arrest him right now. Haul him off. So they're all prepared for that. But here's what I wanted to share. So there's a committee to select people to run against the board. Now, the board establishes this committee, and they put this gal in charge of the committee. And so I wanted to call this committee, and I wanted to speak before the committee and let them know that, hey, guys, you know, this is the third time I'm running. No one has ever run three times in a row, nominated from the membership, and you guys select people to run. I just want you to let you know I'm going to run again. And they knew that. But I was only able to communicate with the committee chairperson after they made their selection. They made the selection very quickly who was going to run as nominees from the nominating committee. Well, I said, so what is your selection criteria? And she said, well, we want to give everybody a chance. We want to give anyone who wants to run, we want to give them a chance to be on the board of directors. And I said, well, how's that working? So I think we're doing a real good job. Now, of course, I'm paraphrasing. And I said, well, remember the time that you had a gal who was a cashier at Walmart, and you wanted her to be on the board of directors, and she didn't even show up to give a presentation? You remember that? So you feel good about that? So literally, what this committee does is they find people who they think they can, this is my opinion, that they can mold and make the board, if they ever get elected, do whatever they want these board members to do.
Gerrymandering, a different kind, but nonetheless.
Yeah. So I said, so why didn't you talk to me? She said I was, you know, pretty aggressive. So, of course, I'm aggressive. You guys give me 2 minutes to be on stage, and you want me to talk about my family and my religion and our children and how long I've lived here, and then by the time I'm done with that, I can't say anything else, and it's time's up, and go to the next candidate. Of course I'm aggressive. And So they think that I'm a little too aggressive to be on the board of directors. So they want
anybody. They do, huh?
Yes, and that's...
Yeah, what about
that's
the voters?
Well, the problem is, when you walk into... They've turned the annual board of directors meeting into a circus. It literally, it's at the same civic center that you and I and USA Preparers was at in Lebanon, Missouri. It's filled up. The bleachers are filled up. They've got seats all over. There's thousands of people there, and they have a small stage, and they give away prizes and gifts.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, TVs.
A circus.
And it is a circus. And everybody gets a hot dog or two or five or as many. And these aren't really good hot dogs. These are fish bait. And you get a little bag of potato chips and a can of soda or a water or and a
something
cookie.
From Upton Sinclair made with human parts. It's real Girl Scouts.
Right. So that's what you get. You get fish bait on a bun. And you get a little packet of mustard and ketchup. And a cookie, and all this trash that gets thrown out because everybody gets it needs to go.
Do they give out free
boxes.
Bags?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Carry all your loot in.
Well, you ought to see it. It really is a circus. At the end of the evening, they have some extra hot dogs left over, and there are people that are carrying them, and they've got their two hands grasping these containers at their belt level, and then they're holding this stack with their chin walking out the door. That's what this has become. This is the annual board of directors meeting of Laclede Electric, and they tell the membership, you are the owners of this corporation, which is absolutely bogus, and I can prove it, and I'm going to, because I've said, well, since I sent an email to the CEO, I said, since I'm an owner of this corporation, how much are we paying you and your vice presidents? And I get an email that says, I'm not going to tell you. So I say, how many lawsuits are we involved in? I'm not going to tell you. So I'm the owner of the corporation, so they say, publicly, but I can't find out how many lawsuits we're engaged in, how much we pay or compensate the people. And as an owner of the corporation, they only give me 2 minutes to make my case. But yet, they've got a DJ and a band, and they've got it's a carnival. And that's what's wrong with America. People are being bribed with hot dogs. That's how dumb we are. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal,
Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Maybe it's just me. Let's see. Do we have
Dr.
Richard Allen Miller? Okay. So, Rick, did you hear what I said about this neurostimulation?
I'm sorry? Say again about neurostimulation?
Okay. I guess my microphone wasn't potted up at the network. Okay, so there's 6 morbidly obese people who have agreed to take part in a clinical trial of a brain chip that zaps them whenever they think about food. So they think about Doritos. Bang, they get hit with a shock. It's like, well, better not think about
it. Well, what happens when he says, don't worry, we'll make more?
Yeah, right, right.
Jay Leno,
can you imagine that we have gotten to the point where we've got to shock ourselves because we can't control that? We can't control what we eat? We just... Man, unbelievable.
I know.
Robert, in Kansas.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, thank you. I wanted to say that I really appreciate Dr. Miller's personal example he gave with his family, some stuff going on. And I can tell you, Dr. Miller, you're not alone. That is, I think, what we're facing in our society, these manifestations of all these issues that you guys talk about. A lot of it has to do with the disillusion of the family. And this is really what it is. It's kids without fathers. And the root of our problem really is that women were given rights, and they now use those rights in a way that is literally destroying our society. And it's just what happens to almost every civilization that does that. That you eventually you give women rights, and they vote away any sort of sovereignty that people have, and they end up killing their kids, and you get gay marriage, and you get transgendered kids, and you just get all this stuff, and it's because the women aren't supposed to be leading anything, and when you let them do it, this is what happens. And you see society falling apart because of it. A woman can just dissolve a family, a marriage, because she had a bad day, and it's destroying us. It really is.
Thank you for your support, by the way.
I was listening to, I couldn't believe it. I was listening to National Public Radio, and they've got this gal on there. She's a homo. And she seems to interview other homos and transgender people. And I just happened to tune across the dial. And normally I don't listen to the radio, and I've done it twice now in the last couple of weeks. And so there was this very articulate, very well-spoken woman. And then she describes how she was a sex worker starting around 15 years old. And then she talks about how she used the money from being a prostitute to pay for her trans. So then you find out that, well, she's really a he, and he was kind of a feminine guy when he was growing up. So the father decided, let's try football, and let's try to make a man out of this young effeminate guy. Ultimately, what happened? And then you find out that she's black. So does she sound black? No. Does she sound like these dozen dem guys? No. She is absolutely as articulate as could be, and she is talking about the ultimate in twisted perversion, changing your sex, getting a plumbing reorganization, removing plumbing, inserting plumbing. That's what's going on in National Public Radio. Your tax dollars, class, are paying for this tripe. But they do an excellent job in making it seem like, well, you know, this is normal. This is normal to be a transsexual. Absolutely normal. And she talked about he. It is a he. But
you see, this is a confusion on what is called androgyny, the marriage of your inner self with your external self. And June Singer has written an exceptional book. I just bought a new book from her called Boundaries of the Soul. But this, her first book was Androgyny, and it's quite different than gayness or sex change. It has nothing to do with that. And one, you know, the two paths to God are the hermit or the lovers. You either do it androgynously, or you have a reflected mate in the external world that reflects that perfect woman inside you.
Robert in Kansas, thank you so much for calling in. Please call in earlier next time so we have more time. Rick.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.